Hi, and welcome to the New Feminine Revolution podcast. This is a space for women who want to live with deep self-love, personal responsibility, and purpose. I am your host, Carolina Zuleta, and I'm an expert in helping women create extraordinary lives. I'm excited to have you join us. Hi, this is episode 6 of the New Feminine Revolution podcast. And as always, I'm so happy that you are here and so grateful that you are listening. Today, I'm going to talk about what I do. I work with women to help them create extraordinary lives. And for me, an extraordinary life is a life that is honoring your deepest yearnings and needs, and that in the outside, you're achieving your highest goals and your biggest dreams. And today, what I want to do is share with all of you the 5 principles that I've learned and that I teach my clients about how to achieve your goals or how to make your dreams come true. A lot of this information, you've probably heard it in the past, but I invite you to look at yourself and say, do I have all the things that I wanted? And if you say yes, then by all means, turn this off. You're good to go. And if you say no, then listen to this with the intention of finding that insight that you need to take your life to the next level. So I'm going to talk about 5 principles. And the first one is to have the courage to dream. So everything that we create in our lives first started with a little thought. Everything actually that we have created as humans in this planet has started with a single thought. And that thought might be something like you see something another person has and you say, oh, I want this. Or you have an idea and you're like, oh, how cool would it be if I could create this? So this part for me is the most fun. And at the same time, it's the most vulnerable. Because most of the dreams die when we just think about them. In that moment, we think, well, I can't do this. It's impossible. It will never happen. Blah, blah, blah. And we just stop dreaming. So the first principle, have the courage to dream, means that you allow yourself the space and the time to brew that dream in your heart and in your mind. When I look at my life and I see the dreams that have come true for me, the things that have made my life extraordinary, they started with that single thought. And I'm going to share with you both dreams that have come true and dreams that haven't, so you can see how applying those principles work, and when we don't apply them, they don't work, and we don't get the dreams that we want. So one of the dreams that was very important for me was to have a family and to meet a man that would want to share and create this family life with me. I remember when I turned 30, I looked around and a lot of my friends were getting married, and I was still single and honestly hadn't been dating like people that I wanted to marry. So I started thinking, like, this is something that I really want. And then I had the courage to dream. And what that meant was that I would daydream. I would think about how would it be to be in a relationship with him? How fun would it be? How loving? How, you know, I would feel safe and understood. I even remember that I would walk from my office in Chicago to my apartment in downtown Chicago every day. And as I was walking, I would be listening, and I know this, I should be embarrassed to share this, this song from Peter Gabriel, The Book of Love. And I would just listen to it and think about him waiting at my apartment for me and even calling me and saying, hey, babe, I'm here. What are we going to have for dinner? And I didn't know where I was going to meet him. I didn't know who he was going to be. But I just felt so good thinking and dreaming about it. And this is a dream that came true. Actually, Andrew and I met on an airplane, and the dream of having him call me as I'm walking from the office home, like word by word, came true. We then moved in together into that apartment, and he would call me and be, I'm here, what are we gonna have for dinner? And I would smile knowing, like, oh, this is my dream. So allow yourselves to dream. Those things that you want that are in your heart, that beautiful house or that job or financial freedom or feeling courageous or feeling confident or whatever it is your dream, allow yourself to dream and allow yourself to daydream about it. Enjoy it. The second principle is commitment. And commitment means, are you doing everything that it takes to make that dream of yours come true. Everything. I'm not talking about just parts of it. Everything. And here I will share a story of a dream that did not come true. So I have been a runner for several years and I have done half marathons, but I've never done a full marathon. And I wanted to do the Chicago Marathon. But the truth is that when I look about it, even though I signed up and started training and was doing my training, in my heart, I wasn't committed. And here's how I know. Because when people would ask me, so are you running the marathon? I would tell them like, well, yeah, I'm training. We'll see how everything goes. That is not commitment. Commitment is like, I am running that marathon, even if I have to crawl down the finish line. So this is a dream of mine that I haven't made come true and that it's still in the back burner and to which, if I'm honest, I'm still not committed. So it's important. There's dreams that we might be like, I'm not committed, but I'm not giving up on it either. I know that I'm still in the first phase. It's still brewing in my heart and in my mind. And one day, I'm sure I will share with all of you that I made it come true. You know, this is another part where dreams fail because we think that we need other things to happen in order to make our dreams come true. And commitment is about, I am going to make this happen, and not, oh, if the opportunity arises or, you know, if God wants. It's like, yes, I believe that God wants what our dreams are. So it is about us saying like, I'm going to make it come true. I recently heard an interview with Reese Witherspoon that she was saying that one of the things she noticed one day was that there were not enough roles for strong female leads in TV. And instead of sitting there and being complaining and saying, oh, you know, it's like, there's not this and I want this, she said, you know what? I'm going to create a show that has a lot of female characters with awesome script, with an awesome script. And she went and created Big Little Lies. And now she won several Emmys for it. So that's the power of commitment. I am going to make this happen. I am going to create this. The third principle is to create the mindset that will allow us to live that dream. So, because dreams start within us, we need to grow ourselves into the person that has that dream. We need to heal ourselves from mistaken beliefs, from other moments where we've failed, from other moments that we've been hurt or betrayed in order to create that dream. So, if you want to be an entrepreneur, you need to work on the mindset of being an entrepreneur. You need to adopt the beliefs that entrepreneurs have that are very different than people who are working full-time. I'm telling you this because that's the process I'm in. If you want to have a beautiful, loving relationship, you need to become the person who is in that beautiful, loving relationship. And the way you do that is by healing all wounds and changing your mistaken beliefs and becoming that person that has that relationship. If you want to be a marathon runner, then you need to have the mindset of a marathon runner. And we do this by paying attention to the beliefs we have, to the emotions we have, to taking care of ourselves, by finding people, which I'm going to talk more about, that show us what are the mindset, the beliefs we need in order to become the person that we want to become. The biggest thing about our mindset is that we cannot beat ourselves up. You know, being hard on ourselves because we haven't achieved something or because we have quit or because, oh my God, it's been so many years and I'm still not where I want to be. The only thing that does is holds us back. Being gentle and loving with ourselves is the path to creating the life that we want. And if you want to learn more about how to be gentle and loving with yourselves, listen to any of my other podcasts before this one. All of them talk about ways to do that. Principle number four is resilience. So this is one thing I'll guarantee. On your path to creating your dreams, you're going to fail. You're going to be tested. It's the way I like to think about it. Every failure is like a test. Like, are you really committed? So you need to remember and learn how to be resilient. Because resilience means that if you fall 10 times, you pick yourself up 11 times. That's how your dream will come true. I have someone very dear to me who wanted to be a doctor. Since he was a little boy, he said, I want to be a doctor. And he went on and studied all those years, biology, and then got into med school and studied medicine. and, you know, long hours and lots of hard information. And when he had to get into residency, he didn't get in. And he was so sad and, you know, scared and what's going to happen, because here in the US, if you don't go into residency, you're not a doctor, even if you've studied for all those years. So what did he do? He prepared himself. He did whatever he needed to do to apply again. Following year, again, he applied. He didn't get in. Imagine that. Like, now it's been 2 years in the process. And I remember we sat and had that conversation of, like, maybe it is the universe, or maybe it is life telling me that this is not for me, that I'm not meant to be a doctor, and that I should give up on this dream. And what I said is, like, what I asked him was, do you still want to be a doctor? And he said, yes. So I said, then you can't give up. And he found it in his heart, not because I told him, because probably this was a very small conversation and everything that was happening in his life, but he found it in his heart to try again. And I am not sure if he tried 3 or 4 times until he finally got in. But this is not trying like, oh, I try and tomorrow I try again. This is like year-long processes. But you know what? He didn't give up. And now he's in his residency and he's thriving and working hard. And I know he's going to be the most amazing doctor, because he's put everything and he's giving himself every opportunity to keep going for it. So no matter if you gave up to your dream 10 years ago, this is your opportunity to get back on your feet and try it one more time or two more times. Or again, like commitments, the principle of commitment says, trying it the number of times that you need to make it come true. So Tony Robbins says that most people overestimate what we can do in a year and underestimate what we can do in 10. So a reason why a lot of people don't go for their dreams is because, like, oh, but like, I'm not gonna get it. It's not gonna happen this year, or it didn't happen this year. But that is dumb, because the moment you quit to your dream, that's the, you know, it's, you know, you're not gonna make it happen. But if you continue pursuing it, even if it takes you 10 years, you still have more years to enjoy it. Even if you have one day to enjoy it, wouldn't that be worth it? Wouldn't it be worth to live your dream, even if it's just for one day? So don't give up. Build your resilience. Build that muscle that keeps you going for it and going for it. The fifth principle is that you need a team of people who are going to support you, who are going to challenge you, who are going to call you out when you're not giving all that it takes to make it come true, to help you get to your dream. In my case, like, having teachers has been the way that I've been able to create my dreams. So at some point in my life, one of my dreams was to heal my emotional eating, to not be chained down by the anxiety. And I found the teachers, the women who had walked that path, who showed me how to do it. When I wanted to find love and meet Andrew and create a family, I went and got myself a coach who was expert on that and who taught me how to heal my wounds from past relationships, from moments where I felt betrayed, who taught me the things I needed to see in me so I could change them, so I could become the woman who had an extraordinary relationship. Now I'm becoming an entrepreneur, and I'm investing heavily on having coaches who are teaching me how to be entrepreneurs. Also, we need to be surrounded by people who are friends and our family, who are the people who are going to hug us when we fall down, who are the people who are going to hold our hands as we're shaking, taking that next step of this dream that it's so scary. You know, what the research has shown is that we become the average of the people who are around us. So take a moment and look at the people who surround you. Do you want to be like them? Do they inspire you? And if your answer is no, then it's like a good reminder that you need to find other people who are living the dreams that you want, because then that becomes contagious. And if you do, hold tight to those people, because they are gems, and give back to them as well. So there you go. Those are the 5 principles for creating an extraordinary life. Dream, have the courage to dream. Have the first commitment to your dreams. Level up your mindset. Be resilient and surround yourself and hire and build the team of people that are going to take you to your goal, to your dream. There is a quote from Martha Graham, the dancer, that has really inspired me. And it says this: there is a vitality, a life force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and it will be lost. This is why I do my work. Because every woman I meet, I know that her dreams are unique. And for me, it is a pleasure and a privilege to walk next to them, offering the tools so they can make those dreams come true. And now that I've been doing this for years, I see all these women and I remember each of their stories, how scared they were at the beginning when we started coaching, how they thought it was impossible, how they didn't saw a way of making it happen, and how they worked on their mindset, how they worked on taking care of themselves, and now they're living their dreams. I've seen them change careers. I have seen them found love. I have seen them found courage and confidence. I've seen them let go of anxieties and beating themselves up and living happily and in peace. And this is possible for you too. The only thing you need to start is by dreaming, allowing yourself to dream, and then follow these principles. You have the dream inside of you because you are the person who's meant to make that dream come true. So don't take it lightly. So keep dreaming. I'm sending you all my love and go for it. This is your life. This is yours to create an extraordinary life. If you like this episode and want to receive more exclusive content and some personal updates from me that I only share by email, go to carolinazuleta.com and subscribe to my newsletter. Also, remember, I'm on a mission to transform the lives of 1 million women. So if you like today's episode, please share it with your mom, your sister, your girlfriend, or any other woman you consider could benefit from this information. I am sending you all my love and stay tuned for more life lessons next Monday. Bye.